Okay, we are on Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. We did the Mishnah yesterday, where we said that you cannot redeem the donkey, firstborn donkey. That can't be a calf, it can't be a chaya, it can't be shechted, it can't be a treif, it can't be kilayim, all those things. It has to just be a plain, live, regular old sheep. And Rabbi Lezer permitted kilayim, because kilayim is a crossbreed, but part of the breed is a sheep. That's good enough. Okay. Then the last thing we said in the Mishnah was that if he got confused, he gave the donkey straight to the kohen. The kohen has to separate off a sheep to be the pidyon of that donkey to take away the kedusha of him. So we're up to the Gemara. The Gemara asked, Masmisnin Mani, who was the guy in the Mishnah, who's the author of the Mishnah, who says that you cannot use all of those things listed for pidyon peter chamor? Ben Bagbag, who, in case you thought Ben Bagbag was only in Pirkei Avos, he did actually learn the rest of the Torah. And Ben Bagbag says, Tanya ben Bagbag Omer, Neamar Khan Sev, and Neamar Lahalan Seh. It says over here to be poida the Petah Chamor with a Seh, and it says by the Korban Pesach to give a Seh. Ma Lahalan Prat Lachol Hashem Esalolu, just like by the Korban Pesach. None of the items listed in the Mishnah are kosher for the Korban Pesach, as Af Khan Prat Lachol Hashem Esalolu. So also by the redemption of the firstborn donkey, none of those items listed in the Mishnah are kosher. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to compare it to the Korban Pesach with the Gzeirah Shava, then you need to go the whole sheep. Can't say the whole hog, so go the whole sheep. Mala halon zachar tov mishana. If it's like a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is only a male, is only unblemished, and is only in the first year. If it's past that, it's no good. Is Afkan, so then the rule should be also by the sheep that you're redeeming your Petah Chamor with, Zachar Tama Ben Shana. It should need to be male, it should need to be unblemished, it should need to be in the first year. And we didn't exclude any of those options. So what are you doing? Are you learning from Pesach or not? So he answers, Talmud Lomar, this has still been Bagbag talking, Talmud Lomar, Tifteh, Tifteh Riba. So it says twice Tifteh to redeem the donkey. So what's the extra tifta is to include something that you would have thought to exclude. You would have thought to exclude a female, a blemished, and an old. Yeah, so therefore tifta includes. So the Gemara says, well, if tifta is to be marba, to include inclusiveness, is e tifta riba filikol haninami. So therefore, if the tifta is coming to tell you to include things, and want to include all of them, how do you decide you're excluding three particular examples? Sorry, you're including three particular and you're excluding a whole bunch of other ones. So, you know, what's going on here? Either you're excluding everybody or you're including everybody. So the Gemara says, if we included everybody, Ezim Kain says, then you wouldn't have got anything out of the Gzeirah Shavah. So you have to exclude some things and include some things. So he chose the things that he excluded than the things that he included. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara asked next, the logical question coming up next is, Yiboylehu, maho liftes ben pakua. People who are into Petah Chamoros are into ben pakua, so it goes together, right? Can you use, it has to be a sheep, right? And we excluded all of those things in the Mishnah. What happens if you have a ben pakua? What's a ben pakua? You shechted the mother sheep, and inside was a live baby sheep. No. So now it's a ben pakua. So you got this thing that looks like a sheep walking around, but it was inside the mother when the mother was shechted. Can you then use that ben pakua, that baby live thingo sheepy, to redeem your donkey? Do we? So the Gemara. Eliba did of Meyer, not Meyer. Eliba did of Meyer. According to Rab Meyer, Leiti Boilach, he wouldn't ask Rab Meyer about the Ben Pakua, right? Why wouldn't you ask Rab Meyer about the Ben Pakua? The Kivadom of Meyer, the Ben Pakua, Taon Shchita. Since he says, according to Rab Meyer, Shchita is that a Ben Pakua, just like any other animal, it's not included in the Shchita of the mother. So if you shechted the mother and you found a live child inside, that live child is a separate being, and therefore if you want to eat it, you need shechita, just like anything else. So according to Rav Meir, it's basically just a regular sheep. It's according to Rav Meir, there's no question ben pakur, the Amar, Rav Meir ben pakur, ton shechita, sema al yehu. So it's a normal sheep, so he definitely could redeem the donkey with a ben pakur. Ella kiti boy la, the question will be ugly with the rabbana. The Amar shechita sima mitaharasa, when the rabbis say that the shechting of the mother covers the ben pakua that's inside the mother as well. So now you've got a live sheep, which is considered shechted, maybe. So do we say, kibisra b'dikula domi? Do we say, since you're considering it shechted, then it's like the cholent in the pot already, yeah? It's like the meat in the meat in the, in the, in the dish. It's, even though it's walking around, but it has, halachically, it's like a, it's like dead meat, and therefore you couldn't use it to redeem the donkey either, because we said a shechuta you can't use. Oy Dilma, or do we say, came in the hashtami aroit also, since now it's running around in the backyard, se karina be, call it a se, and it wouldn't be excluded. Is what's the deal? Is Mazutra Omar ain't paid. Mazutra says not, you can't use it, and Avashti Omar paid, Avashti says you can. It's Omar that Avashti Mazutra, Avashti says to Mazutra, my daito, the lafti, the lafti Pesach, why did you say you can't? Because you're learning from a carbon Pesach, like we said before, that's the reasoning of the Mishnah. And therefore, just like a carbon Pesach cannot be a ben pakua, so also the sheep to redeem the donkey also cannot be a ben pakua. The carbon Pesach cannot be a ben pakua.
For why?
You want to know which pasuk is excluding him? Say Tom Zachar ben Shana.
Zachar to Tom
is
a ben Shana, right?
Is it a ben Shana? Maybe it's not considered.
Okay.
I take it all back. The reason why it's no good is, I'm just cheating in the Rashi here, because the ben pakua cannot be any carbon, because ki yivoled, and it's not yivoled. It comes out, it's not born, it sort of just comes out of the shechted mother. Okay, so no carbon can be a ben pakua. So if you're learning from a Pesach, you want to exclude a ben pakua, is if so, mala halan zachatam ben shana, afkan zachatam ben shana. Then you should exclude also, then you should require all these other things, that it should be a zachar tam ben shana, which no one says that you do. So Rabbi Zutra answered, because he heard what Ben Bagbag said, tifte riba. Because tifte includes more things. So we included that doesn't, things that are not a zachar and a ben shana and a tamim. Is he tifte riba filu ben pakua nami? So you're having a hedge both ways. If you want to be inclusive, include the ben pakua as well. Why did you exclude the ben pakua? So he says back in Cain says mayahani lei. So then what am I learning from the Gzeirah Shavah? So in other words, he says the same logic of ben bag, yeah, that the se is excluding a ben pakua, but it's not including those ones. And then it's just logical. It's more logical to exclude a ben pakua, because a ben pakua is the because a ben pakua is has been covered by shechita, so it's more similar to a shechuta, and therefore he says let's exclude the ben pakua and include the others. Okay, all right. So we got the ben pakua out of the way. What about iboy lahu? The next question: ma'al if there's ben nidma? What about if it's not a kilayim? It's not a crossbreed. But it doesn't look right. It's a mutant.
Ben pakua is not an unborn animal.
He's alive. When they shechted the mother, the baby was alive.
How long it's a baby? Is a he, not she?
She was alive. Doesn't matter. Okay, bas pakua. Gosh, you've been very politically correct over here. Okay, nidma. What about a nidma? Nidma means that the parents were both sheep, but the kid was a black sheep. Yeah, too. And so it looks like something different. It looks like a goat. Two sheep had a kid, and it looked like a goat. Had a kid. It looked like a goat. Yeah. So can you do that or not? Is Aliba that Rabbi Lezer loyti boyloch? Rabbi Lezer will for sure say that it's okay, because hashta bechilayim parkid. And according to him, even if the parents are a crossbreed, so you had the parents, one was a sheep and one was a goat. Yeah, he says that's kosher. Is benidma. So if both parents are sheep, it just looks funny. Is tiboy mi boy? Would you have a question? Of course, Rabbi Lezer would say it's okay, because it really is both parents. It's a pure blood. It just looks funny. Yeah, kiti boy lachali with rabbono. The question will be on the court to the Chachamim when they say you cannot use a crossbreed, a kilayim. Is do they say be kilayim? Would leprakino and what? But menidba prakino. Maybe if the parents are both sheep and it's just that the child looks funny, maybe that's okay. Idil maloshna, or maybe no. Maybe that's not okay either. It's tashama parashel domine zain poidin. So we learned before the cow that gave birth to something that looks like a goat, you cannot use it. Yeah, now that's because it's a cow. Now, a cow, of course, you can't use anyway. It has to be tif deveseh. Yeah, so if the cow looked like a cow, it also would be no good. What about a sheep? A rochel is a sheep, a ewe. Yeah, if the ewe gave birth to something that looks like a goat, rochel shayol dominez, the diak is, paid it, that you could, even though it doesn't look like a sheep. But if the parents are sheep, then it's kosher. And who's this according to? Right, because we already said this, we have to answer the question according to the Chacham, according to Rabbi Elazar. We already said it was okay. Ismani ilam Rabbi Elazar, if you'll tell me who says it's kosher, Rabbi Elazar? No, Rabbi Elazar, because na prakinan. Rabbi Elazar wouldn't even bother talking about a rachel sheyoldom in eis, because according to Rabbi Elazar, even if the father was an eis, it was kosher. Yeah, if it was mamash a crossbreed, it's kosher according to Rabbi Elazar. So if it only looks like a crossbreed, if it should be kosher, elalav, it must be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are telling you that even though if it's a crossbreed, it's no good, but if it's not really a crossbreed, it just looks like it might be a crossbreed, then it is kosher. It says the Gemara Loi, Le'olam, Rebbe Lezer, he it is Rebbe Lezer. And he gufa kamash balon. Ah, you're telling me if it's Rebbe Lezer, why does he have to tell me that I can redeem him with a nidme? It's obvious that I can. No, it's not the diuk. Rebbe Lezer, you're right. He's not telling you the diuk, that if it looks like a goat and the parents are sheep, it's okay. It's the first part that Rebbe Lezer is coming to tell you. The parasha yoldomines ain't paid it. Yeah, if the cow gave birth to something that looks like a goat, you cannot reuse it. Yeah, because lo tema zila basriti day v'hayez ma'ayahu. Rebbe Lezer says a crossbreed is okay. So he's a little bit more lenient, shall we say. So you might think that Rebbe Lezer says, you might think that even if both parents are not sheep, but the child looks like a sheep, yeah, so maybe you'd think that was okay, even though, don't forget about what the parents look like. If the kid looks like a sheep, then it is. El azil basar, that to tell you, loy tame azil abasri today, v'hai eiz ma'ayuhu. Rabbi Lezer needs to tell you, don't just look at this animal and just look at it and it looks like a sheep, like a goat. El azil basar ime, you have to look at his yichus, v'hai egalhu. And if the parents are both cows, then the kid's an egal, even if he looks like a goat. Okay, so we still don't know what will be the din according to Chachamim with a nidmez tashema. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, ezahu kilayim. What's the definition of a crossbreed? Rocha sheyoldom mineis v'aviv seh. If a ewe gave birth to a goat and the father was a sheep. Now, hang on a second. If it was a ewe with a sheep, a rochel and a rochel mit yankel, yeah, with a seh, both parents are sheep. Why do you call that a? That's not a kilayim, yeah. What are we saying? What's he saying? Ezahu kilayim. You're telling me Ezahu kilayim is two sheep that gave birth to a goat. Yeah, well, that's not kilayim. That's two. They're both parents are sheep. Yes. Aviv seh kilayim. Oh, if his father was a sheep and the mother's a sheep, you're going to call him a kilayim. He's not a kilayim. The kid was a goat. Nidmahu. That just means it's a mutant. It looks like a goat, but both parents are sheep. Ella. We have to edit this price. It doesn't make sense the way it is. Ezahu domi l'kilayim. The price is telling you what is something that's like kilayim. The shavu rabbanon ki kilayim, and the chachamim said it has the same din as kilayim, even though technically, genetically, it's not. It's a rachel sheyoldom mineis v'aviv seh. Even if both parents are sheep, but the child looks like a goat, so therefore it's not kilayim, but it looks like it. Not kilayim, because it looks like it's got features of an animal that wouldn't be.
The father, and then it's really kilayim.
Sorry? No, the nidma is the kid.
Maybe one of the parents has a goat in the lineage.
Yeah, maybe he does, but we don't take the yichus so far back. Yeah, so if you have two sheep and they give birth to a goat, so we're saying that's, even though technically not kilayim, but it's like kilayim. Yeah, and therefore he's trying to prove. So what are we trying to prove here? That would be no good for redeeming the donkey. As Lamai, again, when you say it's no good for what? The Brisa doesn't actually say it's no good for what? What's it no good for? If you want to tell me it's no good to be a korban, as mehecha the mima kilayim mehasa mima didma. Yeah, then kilayim and nidma go the same. You don't need to learn that nidma is like kilayim because nidma and kilayim are both learned in the same place. Where is that? The Tanya. Sherechesev, the pasuk says sherechesev ayez ki yivaleid, that to bring a korban it has to be a bull or a sheep or a goat that is born. So sherechesev is pratli kilayim. It has to either be a bull or a sheep, but not a mixture. Yeah, so it's one or the other. So it can't be kilayim. What does it need? Oyez pratli nidma. That excludes nidma. So the same pasuk that taught you kilayim taught you nidma. So who needs a brisa to come along and tell me that nidma is like kilayim? And ilu b'chor, if it's talking about for b'chor aspect, is ach b'chor sher am rachmana. So that we also don't need, because it says that the ach b'chor sher achi yehu sher b'chor sher. So I don't need to exclude nidbe because it's like kilayim. I can learn it straight from the pasuk. Ela what la meiser? You're going to tell me meiser behema? You're talking about that a nidma can't be a meiser behema? I don't need you to tell me that because tachas b'kachim gomar. So what's the braisa telling me? All of these things we already know. Ela lepetach hamor. It must be talking about a petach hamor, that if the two parents are sheep and the child is a goat and it's a nidma, it looks like a goat, then it ain't no good for petach hamor. So we seem to have answered that question. And so it says the Gemara back, no, it's the option C. That what's the telling you it's no good for? It's no good for meiser. We had a pasuk tachas. No, the chiddush is kigoyin sheyesh b'mikta simonim. It's not a complete mutant. It has some things that look like a sheep, but most it looks like a goat. It's ma'od teima havara mibacher gomar, because we learned by the bacher that if mikta simonim, then it's back in. Yeah. So therefore, you might think, let's learn now from bacher. Just like a bacher, as we learned before, if it has some simonim of the right species, then it's considered a bacher. Is therefore you might think the same thing by the meister behema kamash malon. Tachas mikachim gomer. We're not learning from Bechor, we're learning from other kachim. Another kachim has to be mamish, not even mikzah simonim, it's got to be fully covered. So basically, we do not have a definitive answer about whether a nidma can be used to redeem the donkey or not. So therefore, we'll go on to the next one. So you had a sheep. The sheep was set aside for an oila. Yeah, an oila can be a sheep. And what happened was it got a mum, so you redeemed it. So that's called psulei hamukdashim. What's the din of psulei hamukdashim? It's chulin in general, you can eat it, but you can't treat it with disrespect. You can't shear him, you can't make him work in the fields, etc. Right? So that's psulei hamukdashim. So if I have a sheep lying around, that's a psulei hamukdashim. Can I use that sheep to redeem my donkey? It's a libra that Rab Shimon lets you buy a lach. So according to Rab Shimon says that petach hamor is mutter b'hanah, if you remember. He says that even the donkey, before you redeemed it, it's yours. It's permitted to work with it. You can do what you want with it. And therefore, there's no question. Kevin the omar mutter b'hanah, chulin hu. Since it's chulin, so what are you doing? You're swapping a balmum sheep, which is chulin, for a donkey, which is chulin. So of course it's okay. The question is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that this donkey, you're not allowed to have benefit from it until you redeem it. It's my, so what about if you try to redeem it with Psulei HaMakdashim? Do we say, since in certain aspects, so therefore the donkey's Osir Bahana, the sheep is Osir Bahana too, in certain aspects. You can eat it, but you can't have any other Hana, and therefore it's a concept of Einisa Chalalisa. When you redeem the sheep, you're getting even though it's not really chalal issur, but it's like issur chalal issur. You're taking the forbiddenness of the donkey and dumping it on the sheep. The sheep's already got its own forbiddenness, so maybe you can't redeem it. To redeem it, it's sort of got to be taking the place. Yeah, the sheep's already full; it can't take the place of the donkey anymore. Oy dilma, or do we say kevin de lo tofis pidyonoi? Since, when you redeem the donkey with the sheep does not become holy. The sheep is just pure chulin, yeah. And therefore, even if you took this psulei hamukdashim, you don't need to have an iser chal on top of another iser because there's nothing to be chal. Redeeming a donkey does not push the iser onto the sheep, and therefore, the fact that the sheep is already osur doesn't mean you got a problem of dumping one iser on top of another. As therefore, afkui iser be'almohu, what you're actually doing is just taking the iser off the donkey, but you're not putting it on the sheep. So you wouldn't call that iser chalal iser. So maybe you could use the sheep that's Psulei HaMakdashim. So that's the question. Is Omar Rav Mori Berei, where am I? Omar Rav Mori Berei Rav Kahana Mizuter Ma'adachsiv Behu. Is it small? Like, you don't like what the Pasuk says? Is it too small for you? It's not good enough for you. What the Pasuk says, it's an interesting expression. Katzvi v'cha'ayol. In Psulei HaMakdashim, we read it on the last day of Pesach. Yeah? V'chi yeh boi mum. Pisayach ha'iver kol dova ro loishis b'cher al Hashem alekecha. Bisharecha teichlenu. Hatame v'hatar yachtov. Katzvi v'cha'ayol. You can eat it. All you do, what do you do with Psulei HaMakdashim? You don't bring it as a carbon. What you do is, you eat it like the deer and the antelope where they roam. Is matzviva ayol, just like when the deer and the antelope roam. Ain't paidim, you can't use that to redeem your donkey because it has to be a seh, it has to be a sheep, not a deer and an antelope. Is absolutely a magdashin. So because psulei magdashin is compared to the deer and the antelope, is ain't paidim, you cannot use it to redeem the donkey. So that's what Rav Mori said to the Gemara. Says, "Ah, that's a good point." It's Hasta the Osis Lahachi. Now that we've reminded us of that concept, turn the page. Is the Rav Shimon Nami? Even according to Rav Shimon, even though he says the Petzach Hamor, the one that we said according to Rav Shimon, it's not even a question. Now we're saying, well, huh, guess what? If it has to be compared to a Tzvi and an Ayol, then even according to Rav Shimon, it should be no good. Tzvi va'Ayol Tzibuhu. Yeah, Rav Shimon says it's Mutar Bano, the donkey, but he still has to learn the comparison with the Tzvi va'Ayol. So turns out that everybody will say it's no good. Okay, next question. What about a shmita behema? I hear you jumping out of your chair saying, what do you mean a shmita behema? What, it grew in the ground? The behema came out of the ground on shmita year? How can you have a shmita behema? Answer, because the din with shmita is that you're not allowed to conduct business and sell, buy and sell shmita stuff. What happens if you took shmita produce and you bartered it for a sheep? So the din is that the sheep catches the Kedusha Shvis. It's kavayochel, like the sheep is shmitadik. Yeah? So obviously it didn't grow in the ground, but it has the halachas now of shmita. Now the halachas of shmita mean you can't transact with it. You can't buy and sell. So the question is, can you use it to redeem a donkey? So he says like this, as part of the question, is Vadai, if it's a definite Shemitah, sorry, a definite Petach Hamor, yeah? So it's not a Sofik, like we talked about before with the, you know, Zohar and Akeva came out and we don't know which one's which, whatever. But it's a definite one. A definite one has to give to the Kohen, yeah? So since you have to give it to the Kohen, it's a transaction. It's Loiti Boilach, so there's no question that you cannot use it for redeeming the donkey, because lachila amar achmona, the only thing you can do on Shemitah stuff is eat it. But loyla schayri, you can't do transactions with it. And therefore, if you have to give the sheep to the kohen in order to keep the donkey, that is a transaction, and therefore you cannot do a transaction with a behemoth that has Shemitah rules on it. Kiti boyalach a sofik. The question is only if we're talking about a sofik petach hamor. So if you remember in the previous Mishnah, we said that if it's in doubt, let's say you had a donkey that gave birth to a girl and a boy, and you don't know which one was the bechor. If the girl came out first, there's no bechor. So what do you have to do? You separate off a sheep, but you keep it. Yeah, you separate off the sheep just in case. But you don't have to give it to the kohen because then hamaytzi mechaveri olav haraya. Yeah, so now there's no transaction really. You're separating a sheep and you're keeping it. So was that called a transaction or not? To put something from your right pocket into your left pocket? Okay, so someone else did a Aveira already, but now you've got it. So what are you going to do with it? Right? Can you use it? So he says like this, Aliba that Rab Shimon leitzi boi law, the last lay Suffolk. Rab Shimon said there's no Suffolk. You remember we said in the Mishnah, according to Rab Shimon, we said that if you have a Suffolk, you don't have to even separate it. Because according to Rab Shimon, it's permitted to benefit from the donkey even before redeeming it. Yeah. So if you're not going to give the sheep to the kohen and you're going to just keep it, well, so what are you doing? Something was mutar b'hana before, you don't even have to bother redeeming it. There's no need. There's no point. You're not taking away any yisur. Yeah. Kiti boy lach alibud Rabbi Yehuda. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that in order to stop that donkey from being asur b'hana, you've got to take a sheep and go, you're the redemption sheep. Yeah, even though after that you're going to keep the sheep, but you've got to tell the sheep he's the pigeon. Yeah, is the question is, can you do that? My, given the mafrish tola v'hula atzmoi, since he's going to separate a sheep but keep it, so he's putting the sheep from his right pocket into his left pocket, kaviyachol, is lo achlo karinabe. That's not called a transaction. That's just called using the sheep to eat. Oy dilmo, or do we say, given the kamad le mafke isur, as long as he hasn't taken off the isur, is lo mishteri. So he hasn't taken off the. It's the donkey is not permitted until he makes this redemption thing. So that's like a transaction. Rischeira domi. So therefore, it's like a transaction. Even though he's going to keep it, we're calling that schoira. So there's two ways of looking at it. It's toshama, domar av chizda. Behema shvi, same poidim boy. It's a vadai. Ah, Rav Chizda says you cannot use it for a vadai. And that's what we said before. If you have to give it to the kohen, it's definitely a transaction. So definitely you cannot use it. But Rav Chizda said, you are allowed to use it to redeem the suffix, because what's going to happen, you're going to keep it, therefore it's not considered a transaction, and therefore you can use a shmita dika behema. Okay, now that we got on to Rav Chizda talking about shmita behemas, is we omar Rav Chizda behema shviyis peturim in abachura, a behema that caught kedusha shviyis by being swapped, is now, if it has a firstborn, it hasn't got a din of a bechor. But chayeves b'matonis, you do have to give, if you eat it, the matonis, like with the nechulin, the zroya, the chayayim, and the keva, that you have to give to the kohen. Why is it so? Petura min habechura, why is it no bechur? Because la achla amarachmona v'lo l'sreifa. If it's a bechur, what would you do with it? You'd stick it on the mizbeach as a carbon, and you would burn parts of it. Yeah? You cannot have a situation where a shmita thing has to be burned. Because the shmita stuff only has to be eaten and not for anything else, not to burn it. Yeah. So therefore, the Torah is excluding a shmita behema from being a bechor. But chayeves b'matonos, you still have to give the matonos if you shechted it and you want to eat it. You have to give all the matonos to the koyin, because that is the achla koyin obey. That's called eating. The koyin's going to eat it. So that's what Rav Chizda said. So, what about dough of shvi'is? Same deal, you somehow got the kedusha of Shemitah onto dough. Is, what about challah? If someone eats the dough of Shemitah, ad shalo yehurma chalosa, without taking challah from it, is chayav misa. In other words, the fact that it's Shemitah doesn't save him. And it's just like any other eating dough when you haven't taken challah, which is a chi of misa, just like eating truma. Not truma, tevel. Yeah. V'yamai. Why should it be so? Kevin de ilu mitamya. If this dough would become tomei, what would you do with it? Yeah. You would have to burn this challah. Yeah. It's basrefahi. Sorry, not the challah, the whole thing. If it was shmita stuff and it became tomei, yeah. Is basrefi, because you have to burn it. Is la achla v'le amrachmana v'le l'srefa. So it should be the same thing. No, I take it back. It was the challah. Yeah, the challah has to be. If the challah became tamei, you'd have to burn it. So in some circumstances, if you separate it off the challah, it would be l'srefa. And the Torah says that shmita stuff cannot be l'srefa. It can be only be to eaten. And therefore, just like you said, that there's no bechor, because part of the bechor has to be burned, there should be no challah either, because a challah, if it became tamei, would have to be burned. So the Gemara says, Shani hacha, tichsiv, l'doyrei seichem.
What? Challah is belong to chosh.
Yes.
So you're taking something your shmita to eat, but you need to separate the challah from...
Well, that's the question, do you or not? So Rav Chizda says, yeah, you do, and if you don't, it's chayav misa. The question is, why isn't it excluded from the laws of challah? Because it's for burning, not for eating. So he answers, because the pasuk says, by challah there is seichem, for all generations, which means even in Shemitah year there's a generation. Yeah, so it's an extra pasuk to include it. And then the Gemara concludes, actually the Brisa says the same thing. Okay, so why don't we learn from that, if it's chayav and challah, even though it could be burned, why don't we go back to the bechor and learn from that and say, just like challah, your chayav, so bechor also chayav. So who cares if it's going to, I don't care if it's going to be burnt. So he answers, hasam ikra la'achila. With the challah, when you separate the challah, it's to be eaten. It might become tomei and then would have to be burnt. So that's a hopefully a minority case. If you would say bechers take effect, that means every single bechur you're going to burn when you put it on Mizbeach. Yeah? So therefore, that is, a bechur is excluded. Okay, says the Gemara, right, not the Koyin. Once he get, if he gave the donkey to the Koyin has to separate a sheep. Tanina Lohadatana Rabbanon. This is a proof, this Mishnah is proving that this Bryce, the following Bryce is correct. The Bryce says, Yisrael, if a Yisrael had a firstborn donkey in his house, for Yamalei HaKoyin, and the Koyin came along and said, Tanayo Livani Efteyu, don't worry about a sheep, just give me the donkey, I'll redeem it and I'll keep them. We shouldn't give it to him unless he redeems it in front of him. In other words, we don't trust the Koyin when the Koyin says, I'll redeem it for you. We don't believe him unless you actually see him do it. Koyinim are not trustworthy on Petach Hamoyers because they think it's for us anyway. What are you to bother with the sheep for? You're going to give me the sheep, so I forget about the sheep. Just give the whole thing to me. So the Gemara Apshita, of course that's what it's saying. What's Rav Nachman adding over here? That's what the Brice is saying. So he says, if we know that this particular Koyan he's done Petach Hamor shenanigans before, so then you wouldn't trust him. But a normal Stam Koyan, maybe we would trust. Kamash Malon, because the Koyan has such a strong logic to say he doesn't need to do anything, even an honest Koyan could be tempted into not bothering with the sheep, and therefore we cannot trust him. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Hamafrish Pidyon Petach Hamor B'meis. So what happened was he separated the sheep, and now the sheep died before he gave it to the Koyan. Is Rabbi Lezer Omer, Chaya B'Achrayusa, Kacham Eshloim Sholbein. You got to get another sheep and give it to the Koyan, just like when you have to give for a pidyon habayin of a child, you have to give the $5 to the Koyan, and if you thought you were going to give those $5 and they got lost, the Mishulach came and you gave it to them, you have to take another $5. You can't just say, oh, well, bad luck for the Koyan. So the same thing over here, you can't say bad luck for the Koyan, you have to take another sheep and give it to him. Then you could give him the donkey. But Chachamim Omrim, Ein Chayavim B'Chayusoy, the Chachamim say, no, this is not like the pigeon of a child. This, in this case, once you separated the sheep, you will not be obligated to take another one. If it got lost, Kepidin Maiser Sheni, just like Maiser Sheni, when you redeem Maiser Sheni, what do you do? If it's too heavy to schlep to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it for money. Take the money to Yerushalayim and use it there for food. Is if that money got lost, you do not need to replace it. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadik, Al Pitim Petach Hamesha Mesha, Ein Kam Lekoyim Klum. And then we have an Edius, yeah? These Edios are very strong because it's testimony of Maisa Shehoya, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tzadik. They said that a Pidon Petach Hamor that died, the Koyan doesn't get anything, you don't have to give him any more. Now, what happens if Mace Petach Hamor, what if the donkey died instead? There's Rabbi Lezer Omer, you cover, you can bury the donkey. In other words, you've separated a sheep, and before you gave it to the Koyan, the donkey dropped dead, so there's nothing left to be paid anymore. As Rabbi Lezer says, give the Hamor a nice funeral, you cover. Yeah, and take him to Chevra Kedisha. But the sheep is permitted to do what you like with it. You don't have to bury the donkey. You do have to give the sheep to the Koyan. In other words, once you separated it, even though you haven't given it to the Koyan yet, when the donkey dies, you still have to give the sheep to the Koyan, and that will take away any holiness of the donkey. So you don't need to give him a funeral, but you do have to give the sheep to the Koyan. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you haven't taken off the holiness of the donkey, and therefore the donkey needs a funeral, but the sheep is still yours, and nothing happened to it. Amar Rav Yosef, my time with Rav Elazar, why does Rav Elazar say that? It's a double expression. Ma b'cher, and it compares a b'cher and a behema. Ma b'cher, adam chay b'chayusay, just like when it's a child, if you lost the $5, you got to give him a different $5. Af b'cher behema tzmeya chay b'chayusay. If you lost a sheep, you got to give him a different sheep. Amar Yabai, Yabai is as if you're comparing it to a child. Ma b'cher, adam muter b'hanah. Af b'cher behema tzmeya muter. If that the child is permitted to have benefit from, so then a becher of a donkey should also be permitted to have benefit from. V'chitem ha'chinami, if you'll tell me that's true, v'atnan meis petach hamor, but if it died, well, that's remember you cover. You got to give it a funeral. Why do you have to give it a funeral and just bury it? It means you can't take it and make a carpet out of him or something. Is lav the osur b'hanah, because it's forbidden to have anah. So it means it's shit to Rabbi Yehuda that it's osur b'hanah. So what are you telling me? What are you so therefore, but if you're comparing it to a child, it should be mutar b'hano. So he answers him, lo, it doesn't mean it's also b'hano. You cover k'becher adam, it means you bury him just like becher, just like the becher of a person that you have to bury, you treat him with respect, so also by the donkey. So the word says, what do you mean, a becher adam, you need to bury him, just like you bury a becher of a person, you bury a donkey. Elo adam becher hu dekabay kvura poshle bay kvura. Where did you get this concept of burying a becher? Becher is the same like everybody else. They don't have a special section in the cemetery for bechers. Yeah, it's just normal. So what's this, learning out some new thing you made up about special funerals for bechers? The yoid, and anyway, Tanya will learn a brayse. So made that Rabbi Lezer be sure she has to suffic petach hamor b'sech beisoy. Rabbi Lezer agrees that if it's a doubtful petach hamor, she mafrish tol alava hu shaloi. That it is. So there's no, there's no burial, but it's not asur b'hana. Yeah. Elo amarava amakra achpade sifte liftiy kashim le davarachim. It's only that you have to redeem it, but I didn't compare it for anything else. Yeah. So therefore, it doesn't need to. It doesn't become asur b'hana, even though when you redeem it, you have to be chayav b'achrayus. Okay. It's not hosam erchin. When you erchin means a person says, I'm going to give the erech of a certain person, it goes according to his age, he has to donate that money to Hekdish, is b'shaton. So the age is at the time of when he made the promise, not when he comes around to give him the money. Pidin haben is achas 30 yom, redeeming a child, a human child, is after 30 days. Pinyon petach hamor is la'altar, redeeming a firstborn donkey is immediately. So the Gemara says, pidin petach hamor la'altar, you're going to redeem him immediately. Or Ramini, I'll ask you a kasha. That when it comes to an erech, there's no erech of a child, of a person less than 30 days old. You can't do a pidin haben of a child less than 30 days old. You can't be a nazir for less than 30 days, and you can't do a petach hamor less than 30 days. Or my sif in Arayim, you can keep going forever, but not less than 30 days. So why don't you tell me it's immediately? You just told me that a petach hamor is immediately. It says it has to be 30 days. As Amar of Nachman, no. What it means is, that means lechatchila, you're supposed to wait 30 days. But Loimer tells you, she'im podi, podi. If you did do it immediately, then you're yoitza. You don't have to do it again. So the Gemara says, that's what it's telling you. So what about the child, a human? Bechval de benoi. What happens if you have a human son? In podi, ain't it podi that if you did it before 30 days, it's not counted and he has to do it again? We have a statement from Rav that if someone redeems his son within 30 days, Rav, I'm a benoi podi. So it works. So if it works for him, then it should be the same. If that's what we're talking about. So it must be we're talking about lechatchila. If lechatchila, then it says that petach hamor also has to wait 30 days. So the Gemara says, nay, la vitzman alav, we talked about when he redeems his son, amar Rava, when a person tries to redeem his son less than 30 days old, Rava said, if he's trying to make the redemption take place now, it doesn't work. It only works when he gives the money now and he says it should take effect later. So that works. Yeah, so it's still after Shloshim. Okay, Rav Sheshet Samar Lema She'ene Evra Lov. Rav Sheshet says when it tells you that the Petach Hamor is immediately, not less than 30 days, what he means is even though you're supposed to do it immediately, but you haven't transgressed the Aveira until 30 days comes by. Masi Ram Rachamas. Ram Rachamas asked a question on this. 1 second. It says mitzvah is called Shloshim Yom. The mitzvah is to do it all 30 days. I mean, it's for the first 30 days. Mikan ve'elach. If you haven't redeemed it by 30 days, for now we give him an ultimatum. You either got to redeem him or chop his head off. So what does that mean? Leave him for 30 days, and then you have a choice of redeeming or chopping his head off. That implies that less than 30 days, you don't have any choice, you don't do anything. My love, isn't the pshat of that braisa that mitzvah that shahayis akos shloshim yom? What you're supposed to do is leave him for 30 days and then make a decision. Says the Gemara, loy, mitzvah liftoisei kol shloshim yom. The mitzvah of redemption is for 30 days. Is the question is, if the mitzvah is all 30 days, and by the end of 30 days, he's transgressed, is mikan ve'elach, when the braisa says, from then on, he gives him a choice. It shouldn't say that. It says if you haven't redeemed him by 30 days, is over a lobby boy. It means either you redeem him by 30 days or you've transgressed. Elam a rabba le kasher. Rabbi Lezer, the makshi, it depends if it's Rabbi Lezer who compares it to, if he compares the petach hamor to a human, and harabban le makshi chama, don't compare it. So that's a different braisa. Okay, let's just get to the end of the parak.
Let's do it. Lo
rotzel if doisai, if he doesn't want to redeem him, he chops off his head from the back and buries him. If it's the preference is that you do the pigeon rather than chopping his head off, if you don't redeem him, then chop his head off. When it comes to a person who owns a Jewish maid, an Oma Ivriya, the first mitzvah is that he should marry her when she's finished being a maid, and that comes before the option of redeeming her and giving her freedom. If he didn't marry her, didn't set him aside to marry, then we have to then redeem her. A person has a choice when his brother dies to either do Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum comes first. And that was in the early days when they did Yibum, they were having the Kavana for a mitzvah. Now they don't have the right Kavanas. And the boil is low the shame mitzvah, then it's an Isser Erva. Is Amru mitzvah chalitza kedemus to mitzvah yibum. So they said nowadays, person should do chalitza and not yibum. Mitzvah sagu'ula ba'odah, when it comes to redeeming something from Hekdish or a behemoth tzmeya, let's say, then the mitzvah is that the owner should do it first because he adds on an extra 25% surcharge. So Hekdish gets more money if the owner redeems it. Who kodem v'chaladim, he comes first, shenamavim lo yigol, if he doesn't redeem it, then v'nim kabir kecha, then you sell to somebody else, but the preference is that he should redeem it. Hadron l'chalakech, u'b'chalir.